All right, let's go to the Weather Bureau, Luke Johnston. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. A bit wet and windy around the northern part of Tasmania.
Yeah, that's right. The northwest coast has been pretty windy, in particular this early this morning, with winds, southeasterly winds, around 20 to 25 knots. So it's in the sort of 40 to 50 kilometre per hour range about the northwest coast. Winds a bit lighter by the northeastern coast, though, and Devonport being in the middle. It's southeasterly, a bit breezy, around 30 kilometres per hour now. It's raining, as many would have noticed. More of the rain has fallen about higher ground so far. Overnight, the highest falls as yet have been around 30 millimetres at Grey and Mount Barrow in the northeast, but also at Great Lake East on the top of the plateau. Wynyard's only had around 5 millimetres of rain, but looking at the rest of today, you'd probably find that rain's going to increase in most areas. Could be a good 10 to 20 millimetres broadly across the northern half of the state, with a bit more of a focus about inland areas of the north, particularly banking up on the western tiers and about the northeast.
Mm. So I see on your forecast that inland around Sheffield area, Mount Roland area, maybe up to 45 mils today.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty decent, but thankfully not, you know, flash flooding concerns or anything like that. But there is a flood watch current for the north, northeast, Mersey, Huon, Derwent and southeast river catchments for the coming days. But there's also already a minor flood warning current for the South Esk River. So quite decent rain about the north, northern half of the state today, with more of a focus in the northeast, where they could get an additional 50 to 60 millimetres on top of the 30 they've already had.
Yeah, so what about winds this afternoon?
All right, winds this afternoon will begin to drop out. So thankfully the southeasterly winds will die down later this morning. And then this afternoon, as the low pressure system that's sort of driving all this through Bass Strait begins to move eastwards a little bit, winds will decrease, slowly tend northeasterly and decrease overnight tonight. So that's good. But we will see some southeasterly winds again tomorrow as the low pressure system sort of retrogresses. It moves backwards through Bass Strait to sort of a similar position where it is now by the end of tomorrow. It's a bit of a funny system, this one. But it's not moving anywhere in a hurry. But thankfully, the rain that's dropping, it's falling at relatively slow rain rates. So that's probably good for a flash flooding point of view, but not necessarily good for a riverine flooding point of view.
Right. So Friday rain, 8 to 15 mils for most parts on the northwest coast?
Yeah, that's right. So the system begins to sort of shift its focus of rainfall to the eastern half and the northwest on Friday. So yeah, solid sort of 20 to 30 millimetres around much of the northwest and the east coast. A bit more of a break in the central north, though, with a bit of shelter by some wind directions. And then on Saturday, most of the rain shifts to the southern half of the state and to parts of the west as well. So the north will see a lot more shelter on Saturday as this system tends a bit more south to southwesterly and then gradually moves away. So most of the weekend is going to be fine for the north with just a possibility of some lighter showers. Most of the rainfall is going to be both today and tomorrow.
All right. Thanks very much, Luke. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
Luke Johnston from the Weather Bureau, 780 7BU.